You're tuned into La Onda Bajita on KPFA. I'm Tara Darabji, cruising with you through Aztlan on this Friday night. Tonight we're going to be looking at a new project proposed at the Livermore Nuclear Weapons Lab. The Livermore Nuclear Weapons Lab is one of the nation's primary design labs for nuclear weapons. Together with Los Alamos, it's responsible for the design of every nuclear weapon in the U.S. arsenal. And the Livermore Lab is planned to receive shipments of plutonium from the Los Alamos Lab, and it will go through three states. But the lab is no longer authorized to handle the plutonium bomb cores, so the community is organizing to stop the shipments, which could become routine. We're joined in studio by Scott Yunt. He's the staff attorney for Tri-Valley Communities Against a Radioactive Environment. Tri-Valley Cares is the Livermore-based watchdog for the Livermore Nuclear Weapons Lab. Welcome to La Onda Bajita, Scott.
Thank you so much for having me, Tara. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So can you tell us a little bit about this plans to put plutonium bomb cores on the road from New Mexico to California and be received here just, 30 miles east of Berkeley?
I can, and I'll tell you why this plan is worrying the community at this point, because the weapons lab in Livermore has had this kind of material on site since the 50s. However, things have changed. The lab is really at a crossroads right now. And it's at a crossroads because back in 2001, 2005, 2007, the lab failed a series of security drills in which mock terrorists were allowed to obtain nuclear material and have it for long enough to detonate a dirty weapon. And of course, this was a drill, but the security force at the lab completely failed these drills repeatedly. In response to this, in response to community outcry about the dangers that these security drills displayed, the lab was forced to, and the Department of Energy decided to have all of the special nuclear material removed from the lab. So that means all of the bomb usable quantities of plutonium and of highly enriched uranium, the materials that a terrorist could obtain and detonate and cause a real problem for the community. So in response to the special nuclear material being taken out of the lab, the security at the lab has been cut back to a large extent. In fact, over 100 security officers were laid off because they no longer have this dangerous material on site. So then following this plan, which is...
So Scott, go ahead. Just to back up a second. So basically the security was significantly reduced at the Lawrence Livermore Lab as of September 2012.
That's right. It was very recently. And Tri-Valley Cares, which has been closely monitoring this plan, sees this as a major victory and as a time for the lab to shift its priorities. However, some of the nuclear weapons scientists at the lab have come up with this new plan, which is in response to a political situation at Los Alamos with their expansion plans, which the federal government have decided to not fund fully. So they have kind of jumped on the opportunity to try to get plutonium back to Livermore. And it would be shipments of plutonium to a small facility at the Livermore lab, which doesn't exist elsewhere, to do shake and bake experiments, which means they would their diagnostic equipment that will shake the plutonium pits and will put them under use conditions to do experiments. Now, we've, of course, asked why they can't just move these diagnostic equipment to Los Alamos or another site once rather than having plutonium pits come to Livermore repeatedly.
And in terms of repeatedly, I know that there's not a whole lot of information. I know that the shipments could start at any time, but how often could these shipments be going across three states?
Well, it's classified and it's hard to know exactly, but we've talked to some folks in Washington who've said they think it could be up to six times per year and it would be numerous pits in each truck. And it would just depend on the campaign.
So basically, they're no longer authorized to work with this material. It's still planned to come on trucks to Livermore Lab, and now the community is organizing. So Tri-Valley Cares has both a petition and an upcoming community meeting to stop this plan.
That's right. Basically, the lab's answer to our question so far is that they will give themselves a variance to federal law while the plutonium pits are on site.
All right, wait, Scott. So you're a lawyer. What does a variance mean?
It means they're just going to flagrantly ignore the law and give themselves permission to do so. This, of course, is unacceptable in the community. So we've decided to have a community meeting, which is both going to discuss this plan to bring the plutonium and what we can do to stop it. And it's also going to be a broader discussion about the lab at a crossroads and what the lab could be doing instead. The community meeting is going to be taking place on Wednesday, January 30th, which is coming right up. And it's going to be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Livermore Main Library, which is at 1188 South Livermore Avenue. And it'll be in a large community room there. We'll be having speakers from New Mexico and from Tri-Valley Cares who will talk about plans that are happening in both locations to try to stop this. And as you mentioned, we also have a petition that people can access on our website. The petition is to prevent the transport of these bomb cores back and forth from Los Alamos to Livermore. And our website is
www.trivalleycares.org. www.trivalleycares.org. And Scott, I know that you're going to be one of the speakers, Mary Leah Kelly as well. And then from New Mexico, you have Jay Coughlin coming.
That's right. And he's the executive director of Nuclear Watch New Mexico, which is a watchdog group that's in around Los Alamos National Lab. It's similar to Tri-Valley Cares. They do great work. He's a nuclear weapons expert. And he'll talk about why people in New Mexico don't want these plutonium pits being trucked through their towns either. It'd be much safer to move the diagnostic equipment there or just not do this plan at all. And we'll also have Peter Strauss, and he's an environmental scientist who specializes on the cleanup of sites and specifically of the Livermore Lab site. And he'll be talking about kind of the down-the-road impact of having these materials on site and what it does to the environment and what they've been doing to the environment there in Livermore since the 50s.
Well, Scott Yen, thank you so much for joining us on Onda Bajita.
Really a pleasure, Tara. I hope people can come out to our community meeting again, January 30th, 7 to 9. I hope we'll see you there.
Yeah, and I'll definitely be out there. You know, I'm on the board for Tri-Valley Cares as well. I'll be there, and we'll keep posted one more time the website.
www.trivalleycares, so TriValleyCares.org.
Great. You're tuned into La Onda Bajita. I'm Tara Darabji, keeping you cruising through Aztlan.